Shvat Kuflamet H, it's the bottom Gemara. Kuflamet Dalal base. Kuflamet Dalal. And the last Gemara was, we said that we paskin like, the last Gemara was by paskin like Shmuel. This again, Tani Kabas to Shmuel. And noistin chamin v'shemen agabi maki v'shabbos. If you have a wound on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put chamin and shemen on top of the maka. Avo noistin chutz l'maka, but you're allowed to put it away from the maka, v'shoysis v'yerva the maka, and it comes down onto the maka. So here we came out, we paskin like Shmuel. But halacha is, you can't put chamin and shemen together. That means if you have hot water and oil mixed together, if you put that on a maka, that looks like a refuah. But let's say just some hot water by itself or shemen by itself, that would be mutter. His lotion is good. It's only a noistin chamin and shemen. You can't put the two of them together. That's nearer like a refuah. But just chamin to put hot water that was cooked up from before Shabbos on a maka on Shabbos, that would be mutter. Because chamin by itself is not merap. It's not a refuah. You turn around on him. Noisne na gabe hamake moich yovish. You light up on top of a wound or moich yovish. The Chur has dried out clothing. Usvug yovish. Who did a dried out sponge? Avoloi gami yovish. But you can't use the dried out leaf. For loi kisisin yovishim. And not dried out shmatis. Is the Chur a kasha kisisin na kisisin? Hey, a moich yovish is also kisisin. They're both type of shmatis. So it's a spirit. One place says you could put dried shmatis on a market. One says you can't. Molakasha. Ho becharati. If it's a new shmata, a new one, so that's merapa. That heals the market. So it's also to put it the first time on Shabbos. Ho biyatiki. An old one is not merapa, it's mutter to put on Shabbos. So I'm rabbi, shmamina haniksisin masi. That the shmata, at least the Gemara is talking about, a new one would be masi, heals you. So therefore it's also to put it on Shabbos because it heals you. But the Chura, our band-aids or our things we put on a makim is not merapi. You're just putting it there, so it shouldn't, something shouldn't hurt it. Something shouldn't cut it worse. So about will be mutter to put on a band-aid on Shabbos. But the Gemara here is talking about ksisim, that the actual shmat itself is merapi, heals you. So it's also to do a refu on Shabbos, because you're not a chilush yesh posikon here. Right, the sofik van drugnis. The Mishnah says a sofik mila is not deich Shabbos. And androgynous means a person that has two simonim. He has simoni ish, the simoni isha, is also not mechal Shabbos. Yab Yehud is the one that says matir. Yab Yehud says you're allowed to do the bris milah on an androgynous even on Shabbos. Tana Rabbonin. The Pasuk says, or lo soy. So lo soy Rashi says, the Pasuk is over yom ha-shmini, the afinu minei, afilu v'shabbos, ksiv v'seifa or lo soy. So yom ha-shmini, yimo v'sar or lo soy. So the diak or lo soy v'dashin, or lo soy v'adai doyichet ha-shabbos, only if it's a vade mila. A vade mila is deich Shabbos. V'loi sofik deich is a Shabbos. A sofik mila is not deich Shabbos. We'll soon see what the case of a sofik is. Or lo soy vade deich is a Shabbos. Again, another drosha. V'loi androgynous. Not an androgynous. Because he's also a sofik what din an androgynous has. An androgynous has a simon of a zocher and a simon of a nekeva. He's a sofik what din does he have. So right to the mila, if it comes out yom shmini on Shabbos, you're not deich Shabbos. Play androgynous doiches a Shabbos. We have Yuduim and no androgynous doiches a Shabbos. He has an androgynous. It's not called the sofik. We about he has vada is simin zochem. He has a gid and an orlo. There's a chiyah to do the milah on him even on Shabbos. The einish chorus. And who adin if you don't do it? It's an einish chorus. You don't give the milah. It's mela vada with doiches a Shabbos. But another drosh with dashin is our lo soy vada doiches a Shabbos. V'loy noilad ben hashmoshes doiches a Shabbos. If a tinnik was born Friday night. So he's not doicha the next Shabbos, you can't make the meal on Shabbos. Because it's a suffix, what day is called Yom HaShemini? It's a suffix if Yom HaShemini is Friday, or is Yom HaShemini on Shabbos? So since we have a suffix, if next Shabbos is the Yom HaShemini, you're not allowed to make the meal on Shabbos. So in such a case, you have to make the meal on Sunday. To make it on Friday, you can't, because also it's a suffix, maybe it's only Yom Zayin, not Yom HaShemini. To do it on Shabbos, maybe Shemini, maybe Shabbos is Yom Tes. If on such a case it's not Deich Shabbos. Right, another Joshua is or Losoy Vaday. It's out one pasuk with asking all these things. Or Losoy Mashma, only a special orla you do on Shabbos. Not every orla, not every meal you do on Shabbos. So what's called a Vaday? Vaday Deich Shabbos for Loy Neila Kishumol. Not a kid that's born when he has gemalt already. There's no orla around his gid. So since he has no orla, we don't do the meal on Shabbos. We'll soon see later, even though there's a mitzvah, Topas Dam Bris. We don't do that on Shabbos, though. V'loy nerlu kishumol doiches a Shabbos. Shebeshama, yoyim beshama, shiter is, tzorech lahati v'menu dam bris. Stam, you have a kid that's born
with no orla. He's born gemalt already. The din is b'yom ha'shemini. Still, there's a chiyuv to make a tafas dam bris. Means you have to make a cut there and let some dam come out that we had before in Rashi's mashma. That's all a part of the ma'isa mila. Mila means cutting off the orla and also letting some dam come out. So there, even though the kid was already born with the orla cut off, was born without an orla, there's still a mitzvah to do a tafas dam bris. That's b'shamishita. Or b'shil laimrim ain't a tzarech. B'shilo says no. If a kid is born there's no chiyuv to do a mila. So according to Beis Hillel, we're not talking about them. Mechal, there's no chiyuv to do it. But the chiddush is, according to the Beis Shammai, that there's a chiyuv to do a mitzvah satovas dam bris. You still have to make some blood come out, but you don't do it on Shabbos. It's not doicha Shabbos, because that's not the ikka mitzvah samila. It's what doicha Shabbos is a mila vaday, cutting off the orla. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elozo, lenechloku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. If he holds there's no machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al merle kishumol, if a kid is born gemalt that he has no orla, shetzorach latif imenu dam bris, as everybody's masking, as Rav Shimon loves old, even Beis Hillel's moida, you have to make a tafas dam bris. Even though the tinnik is born gemalt, there's still a mitzvah to let some dam come out b'yom hashmini from the mokom orla. There's still a mitzvah. Mifneis, he says a hezbuwai, mifneis she orla kavushehi, because it's called an orla kavusha. Means even though we can't see the orla, the posture it's a sophic, maybe there is an orla there. Kavusha means it's like pushed into the skin. So even though the way we look at the gid, we don't see the orla, we have to be afraid maybe there is orla there. Mifneis she orla kavushehi, that there is an orla that's pushed in there. So melam, to make a ma'isimilu to cut it off, it's not possible. You can't cut it off. So what's the yetsa? Since there is a type of an orla there, the mitzvah is to make a tafas dam bris. Aman nechleku, where is the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Do you have to make a tafas dam bris or not? That's al gerish and his gaya kishumol. It means you have a goy. That b'shasi was a goy. He had a mila done to him. So since they did a mila, we know vadi there's no more orla on him. Now later on he wants to become a yid. So halacha is when you want to become a yid, part of gerish is to make a ma'isa mila. Now this goy, it's not shav to make a ma'isa mila. The mila was taken off already. So here's the machlokes. What do we have to do for his geirus? Shebeishama yirmim tzorach latif imenu dam bris. Beishama he holds there's still a chiyuv to make a tovus dam bris. Heis b'shas his geirus. Even though he's gemalt already, b'shas they made the mila when he was a goy, it didn't mean anything. It wasn't have a shame mitzvah, didn't have a shame mitzvah mila on it. So mila now b'shas geirus. A chilek of geirus is to do a mila. How do you do a mila on this person? Nachmol, a tovus dam bris, that's a kolpanim, some type of a kiyum. Does out Beishamai. Or Beisil alarmim no, and it's sorech latif imenu dam bris. Beisil holds no. There's no Indian of a tafas dam bris. Hey, geiris, you need afka ma'isa mila. Here, with the guy had a mila ready, it's not shaykh to make the ma'isa bris. So, mela tafas dam bris, by geiris, there's no Indian. As bishleim, by a tinik, shenoilad, kishumol, even though we look as if there's no orla there, but the more says a swara, we have to be afraid, melein, maybe sha'orla kvushihi. Maybe there is some type of an orla pressed in the skin. So even though we can't get it out, for a kol parim, you have to do a tafas dam bris. Mashenkin here with the ger had his mila when he was a goy, so pshita, we don't have to do anything now according to Beis Hillel. That's it, up Rashi's. And drugnis of Rashi, sofiku. V'noiled ben hashmoshes nami sofik. Zmane, if a kid was born Friday night ben hashmoshes, it's also a sofik. Whose suffix ain't his manim, but comes the next Shabbos, you can't make the mila, because it's a suffix. If the next Shabbos is called Yom Shemini or not, maybe the next Shabbos is called Yom Tes. His maybe ben Hashmoshes on the first Friday, he was born on Friday. Maybe the bris should have been on the next Friday. We can't do it on Friday, because maybe it's only Yom Zayin. We can't do it on Shabbos, because suffix maybe Shabbos Yom Tes. V'chein nerlud mohol, same thing if a kid is born, gemalt already. Suffix is also a suffix to chiyav mila. Val shema orla kvushihi. Maybe there's an orla still there. Or dovik the bosom. There's a sofik. Maybe the orla is still attached to the bosom. Lekame porach sofik akame lasu yamayim. Before tomorrow, start off with a sofik here. Olos evade the reshabes boy olos the sofik. What does the sofik mean? Hayel v'torni kolani sveikis. Since the Gemara now explains all the sveikis, what's the first sofik the Gemara meant? That the Gemara will soon explain. Yevu do vaim lekame alf milsei. Why he holds an andrugnis? A person that has two simonim, a simon of a zohar, he has a gid, and he also has a hole like an isha, he still has to have a chiyuv of an orla, mila. And if you hold his mila, is even during Shabbos. We'll see later how he dashes with this. Fight it. Shebeisham yerim tzorach lahatif. V'yafilu hachi moidu de Shabbos adochi. Beisham yodz, the kid is born gemal, there's still a mitzvah to do a tafas dam bris. But on Shabbos, it's not doicha. If Yom HaShemini is born on Shabbos, you don't do the Tavos Davrus next Shabbos. Because that's not the whole mitzvah. What's doicha Shabbos, Yom HaShemini is only the whole mitzvah milah. Stam HaTavos Davrus is only a chilek of the mitzvah, not the whole mitzvah, it's not doicha Shabbos. She'etzorach lahatib chashin in Shem Ola Kavushi. This is out the beginning of the Svaras in the Gemara. That the Svar is the reason why you need a Tavos Davrus, because you have a suffix, maybe there isn't Ola there. Elamaisa, we can't get the Ola off, because it's attached there, it's too close. We don't even see it. But since the suffix made with the Orler is there, the kid has a shame oral to him. So Mel, there's a mitzvah to make a Tavos Davrus to do as much as we could do. That's the chilek of the mitzvah. Alger, the machlekes is though, Alger, the lek is shum suffix orla. A goy, that when he was a kogoyin arve mol, they made a mila when he was a goy. So they took off all the orla. We know vadi, there's no orla on his yid. Now he wants to become a yid. So shal if I gave the churi, you have to do a mila. But on this goy, it's not shaykh emila. So that's the machlekes. The Beishamai says you have to do a tapas dam bris. That's also a chelik of a maite geiris. And Beisil holds no. There's no geiris doesn't need a tapas dam bris. Geiris is only to make him ois orla. Since here the goy had a mila before, you can't do a mila again. There's no need to do a mila on him. So melu chur becomes a geir just by making a tefila. Now the bimaz with obraisa. Omamar v'loy sofik doiches a shabbos. As which mila is doicha b'yom hashmini, a mila vaday, and not a sofik. So the moral lasu yemai. What do we call the sofik that's not doicha Shabbos? Lasu yehodu tana rabbonin. Ben shiva mechal na loves a Shabbos. If an isha gave birth after 7 months, that's called the ben shir kayama, and when mechal Shabbos for the kid, it's called the ben kayama. Hu adin, you can make the mila on Shabbos. Or ben ches, let's say the kid is born, you know, vaday, the 8th month, yishno ein mechal na loves a Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for this kid. Because from then on, he's a mace. His Vaday won't live. A Ben Ches can't live. So mainly you're not Mechal Shabbos for him. That's if you know Vaday, he's a Ben Ches. Now, Sofik Ben Zayin, Sofik Ben Ches, what about a kid that was born now in the 8th month? But Gefort is a Sofik to us. Maybe it's still a Ben Zayin. Maybe it's a Ben Ches. Now, part of the Sveikas could be, even though Shvei don't know exactly what the Sofik is. First, you don't know the date. You don't know if it's the 7th month or the 8th month. Another stuff, it could be, even if it's the 8th month, maybe really this kid was a Ben Zayin, was supposed to come out the 7th month. The grad, he stayed in the stomach a little bit longer. But really, his muhusis, he's a Ben Zayin. So we have a sofik, what muhusis this kid? He's aloha ein sofik ben ches ein mechal olavas Shabbos. In such a case, we're also not mechal Shabbos. His mila is not the Icha Shabbos. Since we have a sofik, if he's called the Ben Kayom or not, if he's a Ben Zayin, he is a Ben Kayoma. If he's a Ben Chet, he's not a Ben Kayoma. So right now, the 8th day, we have a Sofik, so we're not Doicha Shabbos. That's the first part of the Braisa. Such a Mila is not Doicha Shabbos. Shrashi, Ben Chet, Ein Mechana Lov. Sherei Kimesu. It's considered like a mace. V'yei Milose Mitzvah. There's not even a mitzvah to do the Mila. So Rashi has the Kashi, V'yei Kashim came, Lav Chilhu. On the side that he's a mace, there's no Issa the Raisa. Shrehu Kachotech, Bebos a mace. Some cut off a piece of mace, meat of a mace, there's no issa d'oraisa. The common name mukli haichilu b'machshir mila. So the Gemara later than that says kasha and echanami. To make the actual meal itself l'chur monoshok, you should do it on a ben zayin. Because you have a suffix ben zayin ben ches. L'chur monoshok, you should do the mila b'yom ches. If the kid is a ben zayin that he's going to live, so you makayim the mitzvah. On the tzad, the kid is a ben ches. So his body going to die soon, so he has a din mace right now, so there's no issa chabura, there's no issa cutting off the meat. So really we should do the mila. So the moral land is going to say it's only a shalom from the heksha mitzvah. Now the heksha mitzvah is not doich here. Alright, we'll see later about that. No, ben chest is no mitzvah. That's what it says. Ben chest is no mitzvah. It's called kemes. So the Gemara, ben shmoina is a reyu kievin. The mitzias of ben shmoina is mamish like a stone. There's no mitzvah at all on him. The Yosla Tautla, he's even mukz on Shabbos. You can't even touch him on Shabbos. Avol imoy shoicha umenikosay. But the mother is allowed to bend over and nurse him. Mevnei hasakona. Because poshi, it's a sakona for the isha herself. So Drashi, mevnei hasakona, mevnei shecholov, harbe bedodehom, umevul decholi. Because since she has so much milk in her breast, so she's not going to nurse, she'll become sick from that. So that's why she's mutta to be menik. But on them, mitzad the tinik, if you know he's a vaday benchev, the Maestri, we don't know that. But Lu Yitzu, you would know he's a Vadei Ben Ches, that's the Metzias, he has to die. But since he has to die, he can't live, he doesn't have the Simona Mechias in him. He's called a mace, he's Muksa, and then the time the only head to the mother has to nurse, is only because maybe the mother herself will come to a Sakon. That's the first Sufik here. In such cases, a Sufik, if the Tinnik has the Chi of Mila or not, so So we're not doicha Shabbos. But right, right. That's what we're saying. Right. Itma. That's what Mar says. His mamish commands. Itma. Rav Oma. Halacha ketanakama. Rav says the halacha is like the Tanakama. According to Tanakama, the trash it means aliba de beisil de yomar and tzarach lahatim menul dam bris. Because that was a machlekes of a kid was born normal, but he was born gemal. He was born without a mila. So the first Tanakama said that beisil holds is not even a mitzvah on top of dam bris. You don't have to do anything. So that's where Rav paskins. Rav Amalacha Ketanakama, that according to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah to Atopas Dam Bris. Beis Shammai is the one that says, even though the kid is born Gemal, you have to do Atopas Dam Bris B'yom HaShemini. But according to Beis Hillel, there's no Chiyiv. U Shmuel Amam, Halacha Rav Shimon Ben Elozer. That he, Rav Shimon Ben Elozer, says no. That both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both Moedon, you have to do Atopas Dam Bris. The Machlokes was only by a ger. A ger, there we know Vadai, the guy had a milam, so there we know Vadai, there's no orla on him. Mashenk in the tinnik that's born, even though we don't see the orla, it looks gemal, we have a suffix, maybe there is an orla kvusha there, and machmaz there, you have to do what toughest number is. Does how krev shim and loss it. So the more Ravada Barava is Yalad Le Yehuyanuka. He had a kid that was born, Kishumol, he was born gemal. Hadre Atlesa Mohuli. He looked after, he ran after 13 different miles. Adishavi Krushavcha. His nobody wanted to do the mila. The Shaila was Mastam Lagrashi. His kid was born on Shabbos. And so, Lechura, since the kid was born Gemalt, the bris mila should be the next day, next Shabbos. And since you can't make a mila, because he's Gemalt, the only mitzvah is Hatov is Dam Bris. And that we had before. That's how Brisa says, Hatov is Dam Bris is not Deuch Shabbos. So, Melo, no moil wanted to make the Hatov is Dam Bris on Shabbos. Because that's the din. What's Deuch Shabbos? A mila vadai. A mila just make a tovah z'davris is not Deuch Shabbos. So no moel wanted to do it. So the ma'aseh was he himself ended up doing himself, and he did a bad job. He made his kid a kruv shavcha. That was the ma'aseh. Then he said, Omar, he said upon himself, Taisili the avriyad rav. He felt bad that Vaisa is the reason why this happened to his kid, because he didn't listen to the halacha. He didn't hold like Rav. What does Rav say? Rav says that according to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah mila at all. There's no mitzvah tovah z'davris. For the Gemara, Amale Rav Nachman, for Yad Shmuel or Yavar, and you listen to Shmuel's din. Hey, Madiyama Shmuel, when does Shmuel say, even though the kid is born Gemal, that you have to make a Tavas Dam Bris? That's Bechil. That on the Yom HaShemini, there's a mitzvah to make a Kopon a Tavas Dam Bris. But Shabbos Miyomar, that was part of the Brisa, that Shmuel's murdered to the Brisa, that on Shabbos, HaTavas Dam Bris is not Teicha Shabbos. Since you're not doing the whole mitzvah's Milom, just HaTavas Dam Bris is not Teicha Shabbos. So, Melo, what you did was not according to anybody. And then Chami, why says he made a mistake? Right. Miyom, oh, no, for the Mar, Jesus Sover, I'll call upon him, what was the heter, what was Rav Adam Arabis for? Why did he do it? Jesus Sover, Vadai Ola Kvushahi. Jesus, it's not a Sofak Ola Kvusha, it's a Vadai Ola Kvusha. Every single kid, even though he's born, he looks like there's no Orla, you should know there's Vadai is an Orla there. No, you can't see it, it's Kvush, it's stuck into the Basar, it's Dovak with the Basar. So mainly he holds that why did Shmuel say it's not Deuch Shabbos? Because it's only Sufik. Mashiach, and he holds it's a Vadi Ola Kvusha, and since it's a Vadi Ola Kvusha, then you have to do a mitzvah Satovas Dam Bris, and he held it was Deuch Shabbos. The Yitma, Rabbi Roma Chashinon Shema Ola Kvushahi. As what's the halacha that if a kid is born Gemalt, why do we say he's supposed to make a Satovas Dam Bris? So Rabbi says it's only a Sufik the Gedin. Because we have a chash, maybe there's an ola kavusha there. So he said on the tzad there's an ola kavusha, so really the kid needs a mila. To make a mamish a mila, you can't cut. We don't know what to cut. We can't cut the gid. So the eitzer is just to make a tavas dam bris. Rav Yosef Oman Nein Vadei Ola Kvushi. You should know, a kid that's born Gemalt, he's not 100% Gemalt. There's a Vadei Ola there. Just as Kovash is attached to the bus, so we can't see it. So Mela Rav Adam Rav held that according to Rav Yosef, since it's a Vadei mitzvah to make the toughest Dam Bris, he held the Sifu Deuche Shabbos also. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosef, no aminullah. How do I know this is said? That even though the kid is born gemalt, there still is an orla there. Titania. Rabbi Lezer HaKafir Reimer. Lenech Luku Beishamu Beishilil. There's no machlokes Beishamu Beishilil. Al Neilu Kishumol. That if a kid that was born, a Yiddish kid was born, even though he looks to us as if there's no mila, as if he's gemalt, Sheh Tzorok Lahatib Menel Dam Bris. You have to know, even Beishilil holds, there is a mitzvah Satovas Dam Bris. You still have to do something. Ama nechluku, where's the machlokes here? Lechalal olavas haShabbos. The whole machlokes is the mitzvahs of tovas dan bris enough of the mitzvahs milol to be derech haShabbos. The kid was born on Shabbos. The next Shabbos, is there a heter to make a tovas dan bris? Beishamai oimrim mechalal olavas haShabbos. Beishamai holds it could be mechal haShabbos. Why? Because he holds it's a vade ola kvusha. So since it's a vadi ola there, so mela, to cut it off, we can't, because we can't get to it. It's like dovik in the skin, we don't know what to cut. So a koponim, you have to make a tovas dan bris. Obeisil loimim, ein mechal ola vasa Shabbos. Beisil holds, no, it's not mechal ola Shabbos. It's even though vices he holds, that it's a sofik ola. That you have to do a tovas dan bris, because maybe there's no ola there. That's only a sofik. But if you derech Shabbos, it can't be derech Shabbos. So the Gemara lav mechlal the Tanakama sava mechal nolaves haShabbos. Now the chur is still shver. Like chur we passed like Beis Hillel. So why are you bringing me a raya that by Shammai holds it could be derech haShabbos, but Beis Hillel says klot not derech haShabbos. So the chur according to Beis Hillel alalocha you should see that there's not an orla vaday. The only reason we do it on a tinnik that was born gemalt because we have the suffix maybe there's an orla. That's why Beis Hillel holds it's not derech haShabbos. So the chur is still shver of Yosef. How could Rabbi Yosef bring a raya that he holds it's an orla vadayin and it is derech haShabbos? The chur Beis Hillel holds is not derech haShabbos. So Gemara made to say the raya is from the Tanakama. This is what Rabbi Lezer Kapa says. Mashma the Tanakama dingzich on him. So the dik is la mechal the Tanakama. The Tanakama of Rabbi Lezer Kapa he holds sova mechal and olav haShabbos. He holds that even according to Beis Hillel, the loch would be you're allowed to make a tovus dam bris on Shabbos that you could be mechal haShabbos. So that was Rabbi Yosef's raya. The Tanakama, Mistan the loch, like the Tanakama, he holds according to both of them he could be mechal haShabbos. That thing more answers that no. V'dilma Tanakama divri akum ain mechal limkoma. Maybe fakir Tanakama holds according to everybody, even according to Beis Shammai, you're not doing haShabbos. Fred Gemarim came if that would be the pshat. Reb Leza Kapper, time of the Beis Shammai Yoslashminin. Hey, that can't be. Because if the Tanakam holds, everybody holds a Mechalin. Then Reb Leza Kapper says, no, you know what? Beis Shammai holds Mechalin. It's for Reb Leza Kapper. What does he have to come and tell us this for? Like, it's not the Gaya Beis Shammai Shita. We don't hold like Beis Shammai. So it's fair to say Reb Leza Kapper's time of the Beis Shammai Yoslashminin. He's only coming to let us hear Chiddush and Beis Shammai. And the Gemara name, Dil Mahachit Koma, Reb Leza Kapper means to say like this. He meant to say, no, there's no machlokes v'sham v'tzilul. They're both moided to this halacha. That they're both moided, that's not doich haShabbos. That's Pshanya Blesa Kappa. So the kids, we don't have a maskona claw, there's no 100% raya. But Lamaisa, we hold about it's not doich haShabbos though. But by a kid that's nerled mohum, we say it, and that's one of the cases that's not doich haShabbos. That even though in the middle of the week we do a maisa tovus dan bris, but koponim is not doich haShabbos. I didn't look it up. I think there's Terry. I think some Rishain and Paskin, even though we talk a Paskin, it's a Vade Ola Kvusha. That a Tinnik that's born, the Ola is Vade there. Still, we hold it's not Doicha Shabbos. And as far as, like we said before, that even though there's a Vade Ola there, but Lamaisa, we can't cut off the Ola. It's too small. We don't know where it is. We can't cut. So since we can't be Mekayim the whole Mitzvah Milam, just the Chelik of the Mitzvah, atop his Dan Bris, is not Doicha Shabbos. Is what's doich haShabbos is if you have a keem of the whole mitzvah milah. So in the middle of the weekday, you have to do as much as you can do. Kafrat, you have to do a tafas dam bris. But on Shabbos, though, it's not doich haShabbos because you're not doing the whole mitzvah. Right. Omer Rabasi. Rabasi is a new chiddush now. Kol she'imoy tamei leida. Any time when the mother gave birth to this kid, and machmas the leida, the mother became tamei, like a normal case when you give birth to a zacha, you're tamei 7 days. So then the lachar is nimul shemena. Such a kid on the 8th day you make the milah on the 8th day. Mashenkin b'chol she'ein imoy tamei leida. Any time the mother is not tamei leida, l'moshlo yotzei doifin. You have a Syrian, a yotzei doifin. The mother has no tumas leida. Is alocha ein nimul shemena. There's no chiv then to make the milah b'yom shmini. You could even make it b'yom harishin. Azoy halt Rabasi. Shenema the pasuk says isha ki sazria v'yolda zochol tamei. It says an Isha gives birth, that means normal birth, and then she becomes Tomei because of Leida. Then the Pasuk says, V'yayim HaShemini, Yimo B'sar V'losai. So Mashma, when is there a chiyuv to make a milah B'yayim HaShemini? Only if the mother has Tumas Leida. But in the case of a Yotzei Doifin, where there's no Tumas Leida, then there's no Din B'yayim HaShemini. Rashi, Kol She'en Yimo Tamei Leida, Kegoyin Yotzei Doifin, Yaris Assyrian, or else V'nochris, or else a Goya. She yolda, she gave birth today, ulumachan is gaira,
and tomorrow she was Mizgayer Purim a kid. So that Mishah she gave birth, she was a goy. A goy has no tumas later. And she Mizgayer the next day. Which day do you have to make the meal on the kid? Right away, the first day. Is Ein Bino Mamtin Ad Shmeina. You don't have to wait till the eighth day. There's no mitzvah Yom HaShmini on such a kid. El Nima Miyad. The mitzvah's meal is chal right away. As soon as you get the kid, make a meal right away. Zayas Rabasi. And that's the deed. The Pasuk only says B'yom HaShmini on a Pasuk that says Isha Ki Sazriya B'yolda Zohar Utameya. It's only Yom Shmini if she's tummy. There's no Tumas Leda, there's no Din Yom Shmini. I say Alter Basi. I don't think we hold like Rabasi. But the Alter Basi. Omalay Abaya, Fred Abaya, Doris HaRishenim Yechicho. I have a kasher on you from the Friedrich of Doris before Mount Terra. So Drashna means me have Rome at Mount Terra. She nitnu Mila, who had no good Tumma. Kaidah Mount Terra, they had no Din Tumma then. For Nes Vegan, it was a mitzvah's Mila to do B'yam HaShmini. Avram Avinu, Gemalt Yitzchak B'yam HaShmini. Shane my tumay lady, they had no tumas lady then, but Nimul Shmoin was still a mitzvah dubi yamashmini. Oh Malay, that's not kasha. Nit no Torah and Eschatcho Loch, Enachnami. Before Taka, there was no din tumum. But after the Torah was given, now the Pasuk says, Isha ki sazriya, over yamashmini, you only have yamashmini, but makam there's a tumum. Eschatcho Loch, Rashi, the Mishi my tumay lady, Nimul Bechas. If there's no tumas leida and achnami, there's no din to have the mila b'yom hashmini. Nizlad shalucha. Fredik mor eini. No, still not. Still have a kasher on you. For itma, we learned yoytzei doifin. If a kid is a yoytzei doifin, it means it's a Syrian, or else mi sheyesh loy shtei orlus. A kid that's born with two orlus. Shalom, what shtei orlus mean? Rashi says tupshotin. Shtei orlus at Rashi shnei oiris zu al zu. Either means two skins, one on top of another. The Yarmulah son said, Pshat Shnei Gidim. The kid is born with almost two different gids, two different avis. So, Mishiesh lo shtei orlis is Rav Hunav Rav Chia Bar Rav. Chadoma Machal Nalobas Shabbos. One says that it's a regular Milo, and it's done by Yom HaShmini, and you could even be Machal Shabbos. The Chadoma Ein Machalin. And that's the way we paskin. Ein Machalin. Such a case is not Machal Shabbos. The diik is at kan loy pligi elo lechal elavas haShabbos. It's only machlokes if a yotze doifin, a kid that comes as a Syrian, is a doicha Shabbos or not. If Yom HaShmini comes out on Shabbos, he holds it's not doicha Shabbos. Avul shmoina vade malinin loy. But the vade we paskin that a choponim in the middle of the weekday, at least the mitzvah's mila is Yom HaShmini. A chapan afmini, even if he's born on Shabbos. You can't make the milah before next Sunday. You have to at least wait till 8 days pass by. So if the 8th day is on Shabbos, true, it's not Deicha Shabbos. But our koponim, the milah is B'yom HaShmini. So it is a Raya, we don't pass on the Grabasi. Trashi av l'shmoyna v'adim malinim. V'yaf agav v'yoytze doifin en imoytzumei leida. That's the kasha. Even though we yoytze doifin, the mother has no tumas leida. Still we see that there is a din, the Mila should be B'yom HaShmini. So even though we paskin, and it comes to Syrian, tak is not, the Mila is not Deicha Shabbos, but our koponim, it has to be done B'yom HaShmini. And for the Gemara, Abul Shemayna Vadi Malin, so tomorrow name, I'll tell you, no, it's totally Zebezer. The Mandiyoma that says is Deicha Shabbos is the Pshat, because the older Mitzvah Mila is B'yom HaShmini. Mashenkin, the other Mandiyoma that says it's not Deicha Shabbos, you know why it's not Deicha Shabbos? Because he holds like Rabasi. His Rabasi holds like the other man, the Yama. That there's no mitzvah's meal at all. That's why it's not the Rishambis. I mean, this would be a riot to Rabasi, I call upon him. And the Gemara name is, Hob Hotalya. No, it's not a steer with him. Trashi Hob Hotalya. The Chilashambis totally be meal leches. The Mishan nimu leches, the Rishambis. Whoever has the Chiyah, the meal should be done by Yom Shmini, is the Rishambis. Of a Mish, ain't a nimu leches, ain't the Rishambis. The Chiksev of Yom Shmini. The Yafini Meneva, Philo Bishabis, the Nimul Cheskiv. Senechlam, I'll tell you about it, these two mandiyamim are Machulik in Rabasi. It's totally Zebazet, so it's not upgeschlagen, Legami Rabasi. Rabasi can still have a Mokker. It's even though we don't pass like him, but it has a Mokker. So the Mokker Kitanoi. I'll tell you, Rabasi's halacha is like a Tolin of Machulik.